Yes, this is actually Danger Zone. We have made it to a second episode.
Oh, yes.
Before being bundled off by the Standards Agency for being so bad. We are not bad. We are good.
We're so great.
And we're not bad. We're not so good. We're not good in a bad way. We're not like so bad it's good. We're actually so good it's bad. But then good again.
So, and in a Michael Jackson way, although the Michael Jackson type of bad now is probably a bad type of bad.
That is kind of a bad type of bad. I got a book the other day, and it was a retrospective of Michael Jackson, and it was all the photographs throughout his career, and like you could pinpoint the date where he stopped looking like a human being and started looking like a weirdo.
Yeah.
It's 89.
89, is that specific
it's
date?
It's a specific date.
Yeah, he's gone.
It's not human anymore.
I guess musically that coincides, because after that there was Earth Song, which was a huge
song. Which was brilliant.
Huge.
So, Phil!
Hello!
We are Danger Zone.
We are Danger Zone, hence the music.
I am Danny Maverick Smith.
Yes.
And you are Phil?
Goose Barber.
Yeah, you are. You're the Goose. Second stringer.
Yeah, but I go on to have a successful career and respectable career in ER, whereas you get into Scientology and go a little bit nuts.
Have that. Yeah. I've got no answer to that. That is actually
exactly.
True.
You've been trumped.
Yeah.
That. Checkmate.
I bounce around on Oprah's sofa.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's you. That's
who
you.
Does that?
Tom Cruise, for one. He does that. He does that. I'll tell you where I went, right? I saw Shutter Island, seeing as we're talking about films.
Yeah.
I saw it at the Electric Cinema, which is somewhere you should go in Birmingham. The oldest cinema in the country. Is that right?
Yeah, it's the oldest working cinema in the country.
They've done it up. Like,
it is gorgeous, actually. I love the... Yeah. It's a little kooky bit of Birmingham that we should, like, celebrate.
It is fantastic. Much better than, you know, pouring your money down any other number of cinemas that have already got enough money poured down them.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Shutter Island and I'm still thinking about it. I need someone to have gone to see it so I can go
so
and
can
argue.
Chat.
Yeah, well, I need to argue with somebody about it. It's good. It's worth a watch. I enjoyed it.
Have you watched Shutter Island? Have you watched any film that might be relevant to our rambling podcast? If you have, we are studentbirmingham.com and you can get in contact with us with livelearn@gmail.com or our Twitter account is DangerZonePod, all one word. Get in contact with literally anything you can.
If you were to tweet us, it would be great.
Yeah, you can bother us with anything because we're open to that.
Maybe too open.
We're too open. Yeah, we could get hurt easily.
We're open to hurt us. We want to be hurt. That's how we roll.
So, yeah, we are recording live from rhubarbradio.com. You're not hearing it live, obviously, because this is a podcast, but we are going out live, though. There may be a couple of people floating around on the internet listening to this live.
What
really,
are you doing?
Guys? Really?
This late at night on a that Sunday? That little on television?
I have to say, though, rhubarbradio.com, where we are, is actually dead center of the Custard Factory.
Yes.
And they've just done all the decking around the pool of the main...
Nice. It's revamped.
It's looking swish.
Yeah. Nothing going on.
No, there's nothing going on. But it's looking swish. I'm very, very impressed. It's not like the zombocalypse that was last week.
That's over, yeah. St. Paddy's Day.
We had a good view last week of people being escorted from the premises, like confused, pilled-up sheep. By the board security card.
It was like being minor celebrities, though, because we had sort of our own minder.
Yeah.
And he would just grab these people. He was a giant of a man, wasn't he?
They saw the mics and the headphones. They started banging on the glass window. Something amusing. No.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Did not work.
Should we have a song?
Please. That's it.
Please stop talking to me. Please. Don't drag this out any further, please.
What song are you going to play?
Well... because we are in Birmingham and we love Birmingham things. We love them. We are going for Birmingham bands mostly on our show. And we have got Miss Halliwell. Have you heard of Miss Halliwell?
Not Jerry Halliwell.
No, it's Miss Halliwell and their website.
Did they Google that before they...
No, their website contains loads of destroyed images of her. It's really cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's intentional.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And this is their new single. It's called Let's Do Business.
I'm going to enjoy it.
Thank you.
So that was Miss Halliwell.
Seamless. Absolutely seamless.
Do you like that? Yeah.
Left it.
Yeah, sorry about that. Some technical difficulties right there.
There were some technical difficulties.
Shall I explain why we played Miss Halliwell before we go into why...
why the segue was so poor.
Okay, Miss Halliwell, we get our majority of our songs on this show from the show called Bromcast, which is on a Monday night at 8 o'clock. Little Chris, he is the Brummy John Peel, and I don't say that lightly. This Monday show is a cracking one, but by the time this comes out, it'll already gone. But you can find it at bromcast.pod.
You can indeed.
Just Google it. You can find it. It's available as it's another thing that's available as a podcast, and I urge you to find it because it's all the best Birmingham songs. I played Miss Halliwell in particular from this show because there is a Rhubarb Radio benefit gig. We've been going like 18 months now.
Oh, fantastic.
So Brumcast, Midsweep and others are getting together to have a benefit gig. It's going to be at the Hare and Hounds. It's probably going to be when a lot of you are away, but the links are away on the website. It's in the holidays.
Just as
everyone breaks up. So
stick around.
Yeah, if you are in Birmingham, get to the Hare and Hounds.
Yep.
Google it, you'll find it. It's the Hare and Hounds, and I'll put a link up to it when post this podcast. The thing that you downloaded from, I'll have a link towards that.
What you are listening to in your ears.
Right, now, okay, guys. This is why we are both so discombobulated.
Ooh.
I, during the last song, because I've heard it and it's a good song, but I also desperately needed to vent some of the lager that I consumed before going on the show.
Yeah.
I ran to the gents' bathrooms in the Custard Factory, as good as they are, which isn't very much. I was dismayed to find out they were locked.
Yes.
So what I did, there was kind of a fire exit thing next to it. So I kind of just hit the fire exit, hoping to be outside. And I wasn't. I was in kind of like an antechamber. And there was no way of getting outside. So I turned round to try and get back out the door, but it closed behind me and there was no door handle on the other side.
You were locked out from your own radio show. Still needing a wee.
It's still needing a wee. So at that point, what did I do?
You called me frantically. Really sort of short. Like, Phil, come to the bathroom now.
What did you think?
I thought there was a body in there. I don't know why. I just thought Dan's found a body. I don't know what we're going to do.
It wasn't a good situation because if I hadn't got reception there, I'd have to wait until you got like weirded out enough to go come and check.
So there'd been 20 minutes of silence and I went looking for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as I jogged towards the bathroom thinking, what are we going to do about a dead body? I realised you were merely stuck.
I shouted through a hole in the door. Yeah. Phil!
But I've just had to watch you urinate into a bottle.
Are we going to mention that?
I just have. It's out there for all to share. I've just had to watch him urinate into a bottle.
Even despite saying don't mention that at all costs.
But that's like, you know, that's like crack to me. Don't mention this. It's like a giant neon sign saying, Ian, have a little mention of this.
It's the first thing that I should definitely mention.
If you ever speak again, make sure it's about this. Yeah, that's essentially what you just said to me.
Right, particularly ashamed of what I did, and I apologise to any Rhubarbarians that are listening. I didn't spill, it was all in one bottle, and I will take it away with me as I finish. The show must go on. If anything, I'm a professional.
Or if anything, a hero. Let's elevate you there. You're a hero.
I am.
You're a wee hero.
I'm a modern hero.
Should we
do an item?
Go on.
Please, let's do an item to hide my shame.
Go on, cover it with items. We've got items coming out of our ears. We were prolific last week with items.
Itemed the hell out.
There's no Danny Dyer this week, though.
There's no Danny Dyer watch. Explain what Danny Dyer watch is for
Danny Dyer watch is the famed actor, Mr. Danny Dyer. We like to keep up with where he is. He stopped taking our calls, so we call upon you to spot Danny Dyer. And if you have any Dyer news, please send it in to us.
Yeah, any sightings in the news, any programmes that you think are particularly worth noting, we will grab the audio and we will share it with everyone else.
Right, he's had a quiet week this week. I believe he's just been buried in rehearsals for Macbeth. And so there isn't much news. He's gone to a
Kenneth Branagh's been knocking at his door. Yeah, he's been finding
him
off.
Him and Branagh have gone to a secluded Devon cottage and they're just sort of method acting it out.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to do an item there.
Go on then.
That's how the music goes up. The husband I keep in a garden. My husband slept with a 15-year-old because he was stressed. I woke up to find a serial killer wearing my mate. Dwarf hubby left me short. I believe. So, lesson for next week. Make them bongs a bit longer.
Yes. Make the space between bongs longer.
Yeah.
That went particularly well. What were those? What were those, Danny?
Okay, I will be taking the headlines from all the magazines. You know the magazines that you see in supermarkets? You know them terrible...
Take a break.
Yes. Yep. Yes, particularly. You know the ones.
Yeah. I'm a mum.
Yeah, the mum mags. Yeah, yeah, the ones your mum buys, you know.
I'm going to make a magazine called I'm a Mum. I don't know how to get that sense of... No.
You know the ones that, like, my husband ate my brain with a spoon, but yes. I still love him, kind of.
Those sort of revelations that you wonder how they never reached the papers.
Yeah, the actual
How did this slip through the hands of the Guardian again?
So I am going to read out 5 headlines.
Yes.
One of these is not real.
Really?
I made it up.
So we've got to spot the made-up one.
Yeah, spot the made-up one from these. And next week, I promise, the bongs will be longer and it'll be a smooth, seamless item.
I wouldn't promise that.
No, I'm not promising.
Don't promise that. Let's set the bar that high.
Okay, I promise it
might be... Suggest that you might make a fleeting effort to improve it. Or at one point that you might have a little think about making it better.
If there's a spare moment on a bus, I might contemplate, think about
making it... Should the bus be late and you're not thinking about any other number of things?
Yeah.
You know, like how best to eat Rice Krispies.
So you don't know any of these headlines, do you?
I have no idea about
Okay, so the first one, my husband I keep in the garden.
Yep.
Okay, I'm not going to give you any context for these. I'm not going to explain the story.
All right. My husband I keep in the garden. Okay.
Cool. My husband slept with a 15-year-old because he was stressed.
Because he was stressed. That's a legitimate reason.
I woke up to find a serial killer murdering my mate.
All right.
Dwarf hubby left me short.
Dwarf hubby left me short. Okay, come on.
And the day I slept 1 year.
The day I slept 1 year. So only one of those is fake.
Only one of those is fake.
What's more worrying is that 4 of those are genuine.
What one
headlines.
Do you most want to be true?
What do I really... I love the idea of the day I slept a year.
So you want that to be the truth?
Although I suspect it's going to be something to do with someone getting into a coma or something, and that makes it a bit dull. But yeah, I've just said comas are dull.
Really? You've got a friend in the coma, you know how dull it
is. I'm over it. I think it's dull.
You know, unless the Bee Gees come round to sing a rendition of one of their songs to try and wake them up, then, you know, it's not much.
Waking up to find that my friend has been killed by a serial killer. I think I might want that one to be true, just because the headline suggests that you just wake up and you watch it.
Like
you sort of just open your eyes.
Passively,
and go,
just. Oh, there you go. Right. That's going on the wall now.
That's a turn up for the books.
that's something that happens in my life now.
It's just too. There's nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I quite like that one. I keep my husband in the garden. He's a, you know, that's a lovely idea, especially for one of those magazines.
But is it true? Is it likely? Do you reckon?
Is it likely? None of them are likely, though, but 4 of them are.
Yeah, 4 of them are a gospel I took from actual magazines.
Oh, my word. I don't know. I need more time to think.
Okay, if you do fancy that you know which one is true, if you kind of...
Run through them again, then.
Okay, it is the husband I keep in the garden.
Yep.
My husband slept with a 15-year-old because he was stressed.
Yep.
I woke to find a serial killer murdering my mate.
Yep.
Dwarf hubby left me short.
Nice.
And the day I slept 1 year.
Okay, I'm going to. So next week you're going to reveal it?
I will reveal it next week.
The suspense.
Please don't Google it. And if you fancy having a bang yourself, then it is livelearnbham@gmail.com. Mm. I said making eye contact with Philip all the way through to prove that I know. I know it off by heart. And at Danger Zone Pod if you're on the Twitter.
Twitter.
That's how I say it now. Have you? Should we move on to another item?
Go on. Hit me.
I love how we professionally announce our items with really weird metatextuality. Item now, please.
Item now. Go on.
Should we do Student of the Week?
I would love nothing more than to do Student. I've got a genuine Student of the Week.
We have got a genuine Student of the Week. People have been getting in contact with the show. Not a lot of people, by any.
Not loads.
Loads would be stretching the truth.
I sifted through both emails.
We waded through millions and millions of no answers.
Millions and no answers. It was close.
Yeah. So we have a Student of the Week. This is where we announce the brightest shining examples of studenthood. And Phil will read the email now.
Okay. This week... my favourite was David. David goes to, we shouldn't really say, but obviously a Birmingham University. A red brick Birmingham University. Perhaps you can figure out that one. maybe you can, maybe you can't.
Maybe it's
a mystery. This is absolutely true, he says. He is now retaking his first year, having started his first year last year. Okay, so he's retaking. The reason he is retaking is because he failed his first year because they deemed that his essay was absolutely plagiarised. The way they deemed this was because his essay was exactly the same as someone else's, because he not only took it, but he photocopied it without thinking to blank out the name on every single sheet of the person that he took.
I believe the children are our future. Yeah. Teach them well.
He did that.
Let them lead.
That is the laziest plagiarism I've ever heard. Just a photocopy.
That's not even plagiarism at that point. That is an artistic statement.
That is. I hope he did it on the way in. I hope he was outside the essay office. I hope it was warm when he passed it to the examiner. That's what I want.
God bless you, Dave.
God bless you, Dave. Your name wasn't even on your own essay. Couldn't work. Someone else's name was on there.
Oh, I like Student of the Week.
Yeah.
And we were terrible students, let's face it.
Yeah, we were...
We weren't terrible. We were good at what we did, which was nothing.
Not much. Oh, yeah, but look where it got us.
Yeah.
It got us embarrassing pauses between items. Watching you furiously double-click a laptop while a bottle of your own urine sits behind you.
Like, don't frame it as if it's, like, in your eye line. Like some Dickensian actual allegory that I'm just a bottle of piss floating around.
Yeah.
That'll get beat.
It's there as a metaphor for the show. It's like you made this conceptual artwork during the show.
Speaking of artwork.
Hit me.
Are you going to any of the Flatpak stuff?
Yes, I will be. Was that convincing? Can I say it? Go on, say it again.
Are you going to any of the Flatpak stuff?
I will go.
Flatpak guys, Flatpak Festival is a festival held by the 7-inch Cinema Night. They're really cool guys. It's all really interesting approaches to the actual cinema. So it's not stuff that you'd see at the Odeon.
People come from far and wide to see this.
Yeah, it's actually a big deal. Massive festival. So
anything film or moving image related, it's all across Birmingham for weeks.
A week.
Weeks. A week.
A week. It starts tomorrow and finishes the Monday after, as far as I'm aware. But there's so much going on, and like I really can't get it all. So Flatpak Festival 2010. If you Google that, you'll find out.
Yeah.
I'm particularly looking forward to. They're showing the sequel to Bad Lieutenant.
Really?
Right. No. You've not heard about this, have you?
No. Inform me.
Okay. Basically, you know, the original Bad Lieutenant was Harvey Keitel. You know the famous scene where he's making a girl on a... He stops a girl for some traffic violation.
Right.
And they're young girls, and he's making them make an O face. Just make an O with your mouth. And he knocks one out against...
I'll blockbuster it.
Yeah, he knocks one out against the side of the car.
Right, okay.
And it's the darkest film imaginable. It's about a guy in the midst of a heroin, a police officer in the midst of a heroin problem.
Right, it's not a Disney Pixar.
Solving the murder rape of a nun.
Right.
So, pretty dark. Classic of cinema. So they remade it. It's Werner Hogg. You know that guy?
Yeah,
the really dark filmmaker that recently ran a course teaching people how to pick locks.
Yes.
This is all true.
You could not make this up.
So basically, I really like Bad Lieutenant. It's a really dark film, but it's a really well-made film. So when they said, oh, there's going to be a sequel made, I thought, oh, God, no. And when they said, it's going to be Nicolas Cage in the lead role, I was like, oh, God, no. But then I remembered all the stuff I've really enjoyed Nicolas Cage in.
Like?
Oh, Con Air.
Con Air, all right, yeah.
Nicolas Cage is really good. He's really, he's weird.
He's one of the strangest Hollywood leading men. Yeah, I'll give you that. It's odd that he's ended up.
And then I find out that it's been directed by this Werner Hogg, and it's set in New Orleans, and it's basically like a 3-hour head trip of like Nicolas Cage threatening old women with guns and seeing imaginary lizards. One of my favourite quotes that I've read from some reviews is that this is my lucky crack pipe. It is going to be brilliant. That's on next Saturday.
Got to catch that. What time?
It is, I'm looking at the programme now, 11 p.m. on Saturday night.
Well, that's not bad.
At the Electric,
get
£6.
Get a few drinks in.
Get a Joey on the way home if there's a bunch of you. No.
Because the Electric Cinema, apart from being a fantastic surrounding, they bring you drinks and you can book out the sofa and various things. Interesting place to go.
That is a good one. What are you looking forward to?
I'm going to plug an old mate, I reckon. I did a Master's in Fine Art. I'm a master. I am a master.
Sorry, does that make me laugh out loud?
Don't laugh. Be proud, right? I stayed on longer than you, just to underline my superiority.
One day we'll talk about how you how you did on your art degree.
One day we will. I was on the Masters with a really talented, interesting guy called Dave Hurley, and he's got some stuff in Flatpak. It's going to be all around Created in Birmingham shop, which is in the Bullring, and various points around the Flatpak kind of festival. He's made these weird sort of installations and sort of models of like mannequins but with TVs for heads and strange videos going on. It's like being inside like a Radiohead video or something. Really interesting, strange stuff. Yeah, it's sort of a real sense of fun, but they're a little bit dark, a bit interesting as well, but great stuff. So yeah,
accessible. It's not art.
No.
It's not the sort of stuff that you're going to have to nod along to.
No, it's not some sort of oblique kind
but
of.
That's the good thing about the Flatpak Festival, I find, is that it's because it's a medium that we're used to, like, you know, the cinema and stuff. It is accessible. Even the weirdest stuff is accessible because you know how to watch a film.
Yeah. And they sort of set it up that you can integrate it as just part of the night. So the film's on at 11, you go for some drinks, you watch a film, then you go out afterwards.
Yeah,
it's part of your night rather than.
We definitely urge you. The programmes are everywhere.
Yeah. And online, on Facebook, you can get them as well.
Created in Birmingham shop that's in the Bullring, they're carrying a lot of them and even have a little stall directing you to where you need to go. So if you're in the doubt, go and speak to the nice guys from that
one. Get in
one.
The Bullring, yeah.
I heartily recommend it. You'll be seeing me about. I'll be the one.
Will
looking.
We?
I will. I'll be the one looking tired.
Yeah.
Looking tired. Said I wouldn't be the guy that moans about being tired.
That's
something.
You.
Yeah, no, that's
you,
not man. Me.
No, you.
That's
you,
not man. Me. That's not me. Okay, so we are getting music from Little Chris from the Brumcast. It's 8 o'clock on
Birmingham Bands.
Birmingham Bands. These guys are called Sparkle.
Yeah. And we can listen to them at 8 o'clock on Monday nights.
8 o'clock on Monday nights is the Brumcast thing.
For the John Peel of Birmingham.
Yeah, Birmingham John Peel. I highly recommend it. Smooth. So that was Sea Fields with the song Sparkle.
I liked it.
I like that. Mm. It was very grand sound for like a local Birmingham band.
Yeah, it was.
It's very well produced.
All the Birmingham bands we've had on have been really good.
Normally you're used to like you think it's a local band that you're used to like garage recordings, eight tracks like thrown together at last minute, like unpolished vocals. But that was such a big sound.
Mm. I enjoyed it.
It was good. So if you want to get if you want to go see them live.
Yeah, I would.
They are actually playing on the 25th, which is this Thursday, at the Academy.
At the Academy as well? Yeah, that's not bad.
That's a big gig, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. Are they supporting someone or what?
I don't know if they're supporting anyone. I've only got the date, 25th.
Fantastic.
So I'll go see them. Mm. I'm not sure I could take a whole... it'd be a sitting down concert, you know what I mean? It's not.
You reckon?
It's not where you're.
You know, they might break out some sort of techno influence stuff later in the set. That might be the, that might be the
very sweeping British sea power, uplifting kind of.
I'll go with that. I'll go with that.
So yeah, that came from Broadcaster at 8 o'clock on Monday night.
Yeah.
With Little Chris.
If you're a band out there, if you're listening to this right now and you make music, send it to us, we'll play it, and as way of a bonus, we'll pass it on to Little Chris so it will appear on the Broadcast among all those other bands as well.
Yeah, if you want to get in contact with us, it is livelearnbham@gmail.com. I'm making eye contact with Phil all the time to prove I remember that.
And it's hardly erotic.
At Danger Zone Pod if you're on the Twitter. Shall we sum up the week as a way of a closing?
Yes, the week in a tweet.
The week in a tweet. If you're not on Twitter, a tweet is basically a bit of text that's 140 characters long that's sent over the internodes using mobile technology.
So we condense the entire week's news that is on for hours and hours and hours and hours every week.
Who needs to watch that?
No, all you need is this. The week in a tweet.
So the week in a tweet for Phil.
Broken Beckham will be spare part. Methadrone to ban or not to ban. Pope sorry, some rugby.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much.
That's pretty much it.
That was that entire week.
I can't think of anything else worth mentioning this week.
There is nothing I have missed. That's comprehensive.
Yeah. This week we have Phil's song for me.
Yes, I've picked a song this week.
So pick a song, pick the song for me then, Phil, and explain why you think I will like it and what sort of song is it?
What sort of song? Well, this is an awful lot to ask of me. Mm-hmm. One of my favourite bands are TV on the Radio.
I think you got me into them because
There's a possibility. It's one of the best gigs I've ever seen. They hail from New York, I believe.
New York,
and they make sort of electro tinged indie rock type stuff, but in a really strange, maybe Afro beat influenced way. That's the best musical terms I'm going to describe them. So the song is "Wolf Like Me" by TV on the Radio.
can't carry on. We're out of time.
Oh,
but
my word.
That was good. I'm turning it back around.
Yeah, TV on the radio.
I agree. I like that. I haven't liked their earlier stuff before, but you've turned me on to it.
Yeah,
Dude. If you like anything or are interested in anything that we've spoken about, it will be on the links on studentbirmingham.com. So yeah, like wherever you downloaded this from, if you get back to studentbirmingham.com and find this post, it will be full of all the links of what we talked about.
Yep,
so you can go investigate it further. If you want to get in contact with us, if you've got a tweet of the week, if you've got a student of the week, week in a tweet.
Tweet of the week. Week in a tweet. I don't mind either one.
You don't care. You've passed caring. You've watched me urinate into a bottle at this point. So yeah, if you want to get in contact with us, it is livelearnbham@gmail.com.
Wonderful.
And if you're on the Twitter, it's @ Danger Zone Pod.
Outstanding.
And have a week. Have a nice week.
See ya.
Yeah, we love you all.
Bye.
Bye.